Welcome to episode 41 of Once Upon a Captain Swan. It is October 29th, 2017, and Ray's lost it already. We haven't even started talking about this week's topic, and she's just hysterical. This is what happens when we don't do episodes for a while.
I'm not a professional anymore, guys. I've lost it.
I'm your host, Sarah. We have Rachel here.
Hello.
Lindsay's here.
Hey.
And back from a long hiatus, Gabby's here.
I'm
Hello.
sorry. Who's this?
I don't know.
Who are
Some
you?
strange person.
Who dis?
This
Who
bitch?
dat?
I don't
Oh,
know.
new number. Who dis? Welcome back, Gabby. We missed you.
Oh, you guys
Speak for
didn't miss me.
yourself.
That's because we all saw
Exactly.
you. Bugger off, Ray. Come on. I literally just saw her last weekend.
So, we are here to discuss the Creation Entertainment Convention last weekend in Whippany, New Jersey. The four of us were there, reunited, some of us meeting for the first time. It was
United
Lindsay's first
States
time over here with
of
us, and it was awesome.
America.
It was good. It was so good to meet you guys finally after like well over a year chatting. It's great.
The best was like waking up. Like Ray and I came
Like
into the room
the
really late and just like fell asleep, and then we woke up the next morning and it's like we didn't even like need to say hey, because it was
Yeah,
like
we're just
we knew
waiting.
you. It just felt like we've known you forever. It was amazing.
Well, because Lindsay and I woke up first. And you and Carrie, our lovely Scott that was with us this weekend. Shout
Yep.
out to Carrie.
Unofficial member of the OUACS squad.
Yes. You guys were still asleep, but like I kind of sat up, and then Lindsay sat up and looked over, and we were just like,
Look,
"Hi!" We just
okay,
waved.
hot sleep.
This weekend was like so happy and yet so sad. Like I'm pretty sure I cried every day at least multiple times.
I also cried every day
I'm not sure
because
if they were
Sarah
like
cried.
happy tears or sad tears, but like there's a lot of crying for
Yeah, like
me personally.
on the Sunday, like I woke up, like I'd said goodbye to like Ray before went for a flight, and I just couldn't stop crying. I had to like go and have a shower and just cry in the shower. I
Did you
couldn't stop.
really? That makes me want to cry
I was like, it's like it hit me all at once, like it's the end of the show for me, it's the end of Captain Swan, it's saying goodbye to you guys, it's like boom.
now. We're not going anywhere,
I know,
folks.
she's like, I'm
The
never
whole
gonna see you
weekend.
guys
The
again.
whole weekend was, I'm never gonna see you again. We're never gonna see each other again.
Melodramatic.
I'm like, let's please.
Melodramatic there a little bit.
I'm a dramatic person. Yes, definitely.
No,
No,
it's, I mean,
like
it's true
she
though. Like,
changed her tune though in New York. So she's like, well, next time we get together, you're like,
yeah.
oh, so now we're being positive.
Carrie and Gabby converted me to a positive into a positive
Oh,
person.
that's good.
My favorite excuse though was, I'm from Yorkshire. I'm not a positive person, or we're all depressed, or like everybody
It's true. We are. We're a miserable bunch.
It rains a lot there. It rains a lot, so.
Don't think we cried on Friday though, Sarah.
I probably did. I don't know, over
I think Sarah
something.
did. I no, she didn't.
You cried more than me, but you
What was
did
the
make
day they
me
were
cry.
playing like the Emma fan videos?
Oh,
Like,
see, I missed that. I was.
Friday and Saturday.
okay, yeah, there was like an Emma fan video playing, and I'm
That was
just like,
Saturday. No, that was Sunday.
I
I
no,
don't
that was
know.
Saturday night. The concert, right?
They played them on Friday because I remember like sitting there on Friday and watching this video, and on
Yeah.
Saturday as well.
There
Yeah.
was a
No,
moment
Friday we were in
Friday.
the pub.
There was a moment Friday though where I was like, tomorrow's the last day I'm gonna see Colin and Jen together, and I think I got emotional. But you might not
Oh,
have been there for that.
yeah, I wasn't with
I
you
think
because then
Lauren was
I would
there
have
for
started
that.
crying. I would have started crying. No, Friday was when we got, well, I got kind of drunk in the pub. And I came in. You went to your seat. I think it was Chris's panel who plays Smee. And I found Lindsay and Gabby, and I like climbed over the seats.
Yeah, she was really drunk. She was like, I've only had like two ciders, but I'm a little bit drunk.
Because I hadn't eaten and I haven't drank in a while, so my tolerance is just
Then
like.
she picked up her picture with Gil, and she was like, but look at my nose, look at my nose.
She was doing a Sarah. Like, she was being very analytical.
Let's talk about Friday. So Friday is always, at every Once Upon a Time convention, is always about Gil McKinney.
Yes.
I've never seen a Gil panel.
Still have not either.
They're always the worst possible times.
I can talk about it, Ben. So,
oh, good.
Yeah, I was there. It was really chill.
Ray, where were you? Sorry, where were you, Ray?
The pub drinking? I don't know.
No, I was getting ready.
Yeah, you were getting ready.
Okay, go ahead.
And you'd be like, oh, I'll be down in 5 minutes.
Yeah, but then my wig was giving me issues.
that's Ray's always, like, I'll be down in 5 minutes. And then
you mean 2 hours
later. Yes, later.
Listen.
Like with a Bex panel. Save me a seat. Yes. Saved you a seat.
That was not on purpose. I genuinely had every intention of being down for that. But then Sarah and I, we'll get to that.
Okay. I'm sorry, Lindsay, go ahead.
No, just the great thing about it, like Gil's is the first panel of the convention, so it's very chilled and laid back. If you're quite nervous about going up and asking a question, well, Gil just walks around.
Gil, come to you.
He would he'd pick on random people and like, oh, where are you from? And then just go, oh, Texas. And he was like, oh, Texas. And then he started going about like Texas. And, you know, he was just so cool and approachable. And it's a good way to ease your way into the convention, definitely. Yeah. And he's babe. Oh, my God. So fit.
Yeah.
His wife. It's one lucky woman.
Yes.
And he's so sweet. Like, he's so genuine with everybody, which I love. Like, he remembers everyone's, like, names and faces. And, like, I don't know how he does it, because he also does supernatural conventions. So.
So he's saying, like, someone on the front row, he kept saying to him, I know you. Where do I know you? And she was like, oh, from this convention. It's like, oh, yeah. What's your name again? And he's like, no, actually, last time you promised you'd remember my name. And that you'd. And if you don't remember, so they made a deal. If by the end of the panel he couldn't remember her name, he'd give her $20.
he gave her his CD.
he couldn't remember her name.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
But yeah, like, what he was doing was like, oh, where do I know you from? And then we'd talk about like supernatural and that kind of thing, which is really, really fun and just chill.
I love what a big personality he has at these conventions, because for Supernatural and Once Upon a Time, he was only in a few episodes. And I think Supernatural is like one or two at the most.
Mm-hmm.
But like everyone like knows who he is. Like
he's become a fan favorite.
He's just that great.
How much he loves these conventions and just meeting everyone. Like he's the absolute best.
Yeah, I'm glad I got a picture with him this time, because like before I never got a picture with him.
Also, he'll do literally anything in a photo op.
Anything you want.
Any pose you want to do, he's game and he'll nail it.
Yep. I think Sarah and I have more photos with Gil than we do with Colin.
I don't know about that. I have a lot of photos with Colin, but they might
be
pretty.
Yeah, you have more than I with Colin. You have more than with Colin than I do, because you went to Chicago and Paris.
And Paris, yeah.
But Gil's a close second.
So tell us about your photo with Gil, Ray.
Well, I was dressed as Emma for season 2, Emma, when they were in the Enchanted Forest. I had the maroon jacket. And my stupid person decided to dye her hair brown again, like brown roots. So I was wearing a wig all weekend. So today was Friday was a blonde wig, just as Emma. And I thought it'd be cute if I had, like, Prince Eric dipping Emma, so I could be like, watch out, Captain Hook, Prince Eric's got moves, or whatever. So I go up to Gil, he's like, oh, hi again, good to see you. I'm like, oh, shit, you remember me? Oh, that's not good.
Of course he remembers us. We give him a hard time every time we take a photo with him.
That's very true. He's like, man, this girl, these girls.
These bitches that make me do all this weird stuff.
So I'm like, can we do a dip pose? And, like, he's like, yeah. And he didn't even give me a second to, like, I thought I was just going to, like, walk into his grip and, like, we'd go down. No, he, like, yanked me to him, grabbed my hand, and then just, like, threw me back. I was like, oh, And you could definitely see it on my face. I was a little struck.
It was beautiful.
I mean, I'm so happy with how it came out. And we were both looking at each other instead of at the camera. And, like, whew. And then I think that was when you came back from... was that when we came back, Sarah? Yes, because that's when we went upstairs to do your hair. And then we went drinking in the pub. Mm-hmm. And Sarah's like, what happened? What color is the background? She wanted to know everything, like, how the photo room was set up. And I'm just like, I don't know. I know nothing right now.
I got fuck struck by Gil McKinney. I don't know. I don't know anything.
Like, literally, she's like, well, what color is the background? And I'm like, I'm sitting there. And, like, I blacked out. Like, I honestly had no idea. I'm like, blue? She's like, well, is it, like, the woodsy one or, like, the other one? I'm like, blue? Like, I had no idea. You kept asking me all these questions, I remember, and I'm just like, I don't know. What's he wearing? I don't know. Like, I literally had no answer for her at all.
Oh. I highly recommend the dip pose with Gil if you're struggling to come up with a pose to do with him. Yeah, I had it done in Chicago. It's nice.
I want a dip pose with, like, every single cast member now. Just to see.
How well do you dip?
Yeah. Like, I'll have Beverly. Beverly, can you dip me?
Or Jen. Jen, can you dip me?
Bex would nail it.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Bex would. That'd be such a great photo. As Alina. Oh, now I gotta cosplay as Alina.
No, I'm cosplaying as Alina.
Oh, yeah. I think we should just start a dipping collage.
That's what I want. That'd be great. Have Lee do it.
That'd be awkward.
Lee, Michael.
Taller than both of them.
You were like, why am I looking?
Yeah.
You'd be on the floor, like, on the floor, barely touching the ground.
And make sure, like, you know, your cleavage is covered and stuff. Right?
I think that should be our goal for next year, Sarah. Just dip poses with everyone.
Did any other guys have photos on Friday?
Yes. So we had me and Gabby shared a picture with Gil, and did like Charlie's Angels kind of thing, which was he was smouldering in the picture. He looked so good in it.
Oh, yeah, that came out really good. And then also a fun thing with Gil is he's now doing he sells CDs out in the lobby during the convention, and then he'll take selfies with you as well. And our selfies are cute as fuck and worth every penny. Like, yeah. I think selfies, I love selfies with people.
And it's not bad. It's $20.
Yeah.
Okay, so if you want, you can spend $40 for a selfie and a CD, and his regular photo op's $40. So
yeah.
We didn't know about this because they didn't announce it until, like, after everything.
Till autos were going on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we're like, oh, okay, well, whatever.
His CD's really good. I highly recommend it.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have it, it's so good.
His voice is so amazing. It's so soothing. Like, he's very like Michael Bublé meets, I don't know, someone else. But, like...
And you can tell, like, you know, he's so grateful for these conventions because they let him, like, you know, do all these performances and stuff. And he's loving it. He's having the best time. And, you know, when you go to conventions and you see people having a good time, you know, you immediately love them even more because they're like you, they're enjoying themselves.
Yeah. And I think my favorite thing is like, we're able to see Gil get better because he's like, he was great in Van, but I feel like he's just made so much progress now since Van. Mm-hmm. As far as like performance wise and singing and everything. Mm-hmm. Same with everybody at the concert. They really upped their game.
Yeah.
Because Sarah and I did not want to go to the concert. We're like, well, we'll just go sit in the bag.
No, the concert was fucking hilarious. Like,
it was great.
Yeah, like, Karen forgot the words. It was so funny.
I mean, like, the technical problems just made it so much more charming and, like, raw.
Authentic, yeah.
Yeah, like, it was great. And, I mean, I'm fucking, like, sobbing when Karen starts singing Beauty and the Beast. It's like, are you kidding me? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You're going to sing my favorite song and then you're going to play clips from the movie? Like,
I know, but doing that, I was like, what are you doing? I'm on prepared for this. What?
And then when they sang a whole New World and the song was playing in the background too.
And like they kept messing up because the song in her ear was overplaying that. So like great. Gilly's got pissed like, off and just ripped his earpiece off.
Karen kept laughing. She's
and they were all having as much fun as we were, and that's what it's all about.
Yeah, it was a really good, like, I'm so glad we decided to go to the concert.
Yeah, me too.
And then we had a picture with Raphael, who called us Lindsay and Lisa.
Yes! No, I was so good. It was like, oh, hey, nice to meet you. I'm like, oh, nice to meet you too. My name's Lindsay. And you're like, oh, Lisa? No, Lindsay. Lisa?
So I tried to, like, correct him and say, no, it's Lindsay. And he's like, oh, nice to meet you, Lindsay and Lindsay, Lisa, or whatever. And I'm like, okay. So our picture turned out like so bad because we were trying to fix it and we were like laughing.
Yeah, I'm like laughing in it. I'm like,
and my eyes are like half closed. Like, I'm laughing.
That's such a Raphael thing though. Like, I love him so much because he's just such a mess sometimes. Like he tries so hard and he's so genuine. But like, that was
just. Oh my god. Speaking of Raphael, okay, no, that was when I cried, during Raphael's panel, talking about the wedding, and he started, like, literally sobbing on stage, talking about the Captain Swan wedding, and then it just became a flow of, like, people row by row start crying, you just hear all these sniffles.
See, okay, yeah, Gabby and I missed that, because we went to go get our guild photos.
I know, I was like, I don't remember hearing that, and I was like,
because I would have been crying,
and you can't have me, crying. Like, I was like, Raphael, cry on stage!
Yeah, I was like, oh god.
I love that. Like, he's so...
He's just the best.
He's so positive about this show, and, like, he cares about all the actors and the story, and the fact that he gets that emotional, like, filming a scene. I love that.
He's just the best.
Yeah, I did think, man, you won me over. You're one of us.
Alright. What else happened Friday? So karaoke, which we kind of just didn't go to.
Well,
we are always so hyped for karaoke, and then we get there, and I'm sorry, but like the songs people pick are just bad. And I was like, we're out of here, and we went to the bar to drink.
Yeah, it was all stuff we've heard before.
Well it's all like Swan Queen stuff.
Yeah, we changed the lyrics to like Regina and Emma and stuff. And
yeah, I'm glad we went to the bar.
I wish I went to the bar, but. I wanted to sing, you see, and I never got picked because it was all dominated by that particular group, unfortunately. So it was, and you can't drink, so it's like, this is the worst karaoke ever.
But we do have to give a special shout out to the number one Swan Queen fan there that weekend.
Oh, God.
Who was literally a giant swan. With a crown on its head. And honestly, when I first saw it, I thought it was, like, a swan princess. Like, it didn't click until Sarah's like, look at the swan queen over there. I was like, oh, is that what that is? I thought it was, like, swan princess or something.
I gotta give this girl props. Like, that is the best costume.
Like, the I amount heard of she time, spent months on it, too. Like,
and then she wore it all three days.
Weekend. Yeah.
All day. All like, weekend. All day. And, you know, she couldn't sit in that. She, like, she had trouble walking. Like, she had very little visibility. It's basically she like had... you're at Disney World and you're playing, like, Mickey Mouse.
I rode the elevator with her and she had to, like, literally dip down to get out the elevator. Like,
so, I give her props, man. Props. That was cool. That was cool.
It made us laugh anyway.
Yeah.
But at least that's kind of like, it's she was more respectful, I guess. And then that kind of, it was kind of respectful kind of way, to me, at least.
She couldn't move.
And it was like, man, it was different. Like, that's something no one's ever done before. Yeah. And I'm just, like, super impressed that she made that. Like, that's awesome.
Yeah. I wouldn't be able to do that.
Did she get a picture with Jen with that outfit on?
I think she got one with Lana.
Yeah,
I know she got one with Lana. Yeah.
But still, that was cool.
Yeah.
Also, shout out to Chris Gauthier.
Yes.
For hanging out with us at the bar.
And then outside, in the freezing cold. And, once again, I would just like to say that I was not upset, I was not unimpressed, and I was not hating life. That was just my face. because I have resting bitch face. And Chris came over and was talking to us, and he was just like, you look really unimpressed with me right now. And I was like, no, it's just, it's been, because that was, let's see, that was Friday night. And yeah. We got in late Thursday from New York. So I was just tired at that point. Like, I was just, like, ready for bed. And he's like, oh, okay. And then we went all went outside. He's like, you look like you're really hating life right now. I'm like, it's just my face, Chris. Like, would you stop? Like, I am happy to be here. I'm happy to hang out with everybody. It's just my face, man. It's just, it happens. It happens. He's not the first person to tell me that, and I know he will not be the last.
Yeah, for me, I went, I landed on the Thursday, and we were in the pub. I'd been up, like, 24 hours. I was drunk, and yeah, so
you
like I know
drunk.
You see, when you know on this podcast, when I act drunk, you know I'm actually drunk like most of the time. I'm sorry, and I think the like Gabby especially knows now, and Gabby's like scarred for life for me drinking now.
Oh, from New York? Yes. We didn't really get to experience drunk Lindsay.
Yeah, I think Gabby's. Gabby's scarred for life.
Gabby's like, no, you didn't.
You don't need that. I'm sorry,
no
Gabby.
Comment. No comment.
I'm sorry, Gabby. I'm so sorry.
Saturday.
So, no, she's telling her Chris story.
Yes. Oh, sorry. Sorry.
It's fine.
We
got sidetracked on drunk me. So, yeah, like Chris walks in and we were like having a good chat. We were talking about Blackpool and what a shithole it is and stuff. And yeah, I was wind up talking about photo ops and stuff. Like, oh, I'm like trying to explain my post to him, but at this point I was so tired and so drunk, he couldn't understand me. It happens, you know. So like, Kerry whispered to him, say, tell her you don't do poses. So he said that to me, and I started flipping him off like fuck you. And he was like, yeah, I think you need to go to bed now. But I saw him on the Saturday, and he high-fived me, and it was all good. Where he's like, and I was talking to him on Twitter, so we're all good. No hard feelings.
I also flipped Chris off Saturday. To be fair, he flipped me off first. Because we were talking about our poses, our duo, because Sarah and I had a duo. We both had duos with him and Colin. And he came up with Sarah's pose, which was great. And then he came up with, who was it, Lawrence? Yeah.
Yes.
And then, like, he walked away. He didn't help me with mine. So then afterwards, we went outside, and I brought it up again. I was like, well, I'm going to be Mila tomorrow, so you probably won't recognize me because I'm going to be a brunette. He's like, what do you mean you're going to be a brunette? I'm like, I'm going to have a wig on. He's like, oh, I'll remember you. I'll know. He's like, you know, I was in an episode with Mila. I'm like, yeah, Chris, I know. And like, it didn't click right away for him because he was pretty drunk by then. And I was like, yeah, Chris, I know. And he's like, oh. And then he just like flipped me off. So then I just flipped him back off. And he's like, I'll remember you tomorrow.
And did he?
It took him a second. Because I was like, hey, how are you feeling? And he's like, I'm good. Oh, Mila. Mila, you're Mila. And he like, look at my mom. And he's like, this is Mila. I was
like, I think you can tell.
Yeah. I think it's pretty obvious. I felt bad because Colin was just so out of the loop. Because like, during the duo, I just kept talking to like Chris, and Colin was just like standing.
Yeah,
there,
we
like,
all had had these previous,
back and forth.
We all had these previous arrangements with coming up with these poses with Chris, and Colin just didn't know.
He's like awkwardly like, what?
Yeah, he was literally. It's like, you know how you watch a tennis match where you just like tilt your head like back and forth. Like that's what Colin was doing. I'm like, sorry.
What a good sport,
sorry.
Though.
Colin is. Colin is a great sport.
Mm-hmm. Segue into Saturday.
Segue to Saturday, Colifer Day.
Yay, the most beautiful day.
So the first thing up was Colin's picture? right?
Gold panel, which none of us went to.
Yeah, so.
But apparently didn't miss much.
No.
I just watched it like an hour ago. It was awkward and same questions we've heard all the time.
Yeah.
So
a couple new ones, but it wasn't.
I think my favorite part of that whole panel was Jen fluffing everyone's aura because it just brought me back to my favorite interview of all time. It just made me so
like,
happy.
She committed too. Like it wasn't just like sitting in her seat. Like she was like skipped across the entire stage.
Oh, she's
so
just
like, oh, these people.
And then
she
turned
great.
To Colin and fluffed Colin's aura. Oh, you need to fluff his aura a little more though, Jen.
I liked how Jen joked as well about it taking Colin 3 hours to look ugly as old Hook. Like the timing was perfect, like where she just delivered the line. I was like, yes, amazing.
I love when he was like, someone asked about like how they would decorate the CS house, and like it took him a long time to come up with the reply. Like, you know, he was sitting there thinking about it. He's like, what can I say? And then he was like, well, it's going to be full of baby stuff now. And of course, everyone's like, oh! And so he's like, do you see what I did there? She's like, yes, Colin, that was good. Like,
well done, Colin.
I feel like that's well done. Colin, like, Jen will be given these really long, elaborate answers, and Colin's just over there thinking, how can I make this funny?
Yeah.
What one-liner can I come up with to really make this funny?
That's me all the way. Like, okay, back to Colin.
Oh,
not
sorry.
Colin photo. Totally skipping over everything.
I know.
My Colin photo was great.
Okay.
It is my
That's
favorite
the best
Colin
thing I've
photo
ever
of
seen.
All time. And it was
I'm
like.
I'm so glad you went first so I can watch
the
it.
The thing is like, it was the most awkward photo taking experience I've had with Colin, but it had the best result. Because, like, I didn't have a plan. I was just going to, like, wing it. And I think I just said to him, like, I'm just going to wing this. Like, I don't know what to do. And I, like, awkwardly, like, put my arm, like, up above him, like around him, but he didn't know I was gonna do that, so it was like, just, oh my god, it was a hot mess.
Oh, that one, I was thinking, never mind, I got ahead of myself.
Yeah, Colin Solo.
I know
photos.
You talk about Ray, but no.
But.
I'm pumped for that story.
Pumped!
But yeah, I loved it. It came out great. It's my favorite Colin photo. And then we did a duo photo, and it was shit.
We're still on Colin's, Sarah.
No, I'm saying Colin. Me and Rachel's Colin duo, or Colin one that
yeah,
we did together.
Split one. And we had a great plan.
We had a plan, and we
Gabby just... and Lindsay to practice our plan.
Yeah,
and
that one. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
And we got up there, and I don't know what happened. We just forgot.
I was like, so, like,
blanked.
It's because I had just had, like, that really awkward first encounter, and then I just didn't know what to do anymore.
You'd just fall apart.
Colin effect.
Yeah. And then, like, I didn't know what you were doing, so then I just did my typical hand on my hip, and I was like, oh, this is not what we planned. Like, I'm getting into the pose, my mind, I'm like, this is not what we were supposed to do for this photo, but it's too late now.
Yeah, it's bad.
Still, it's not the worst one we've had. I still think Adam is the worst one.
Oh.
No, like, and no. The one we did with Emily was pretty bad.
Oh, yeah.
Did I even see that picture?
We've had some bad photo ops.
If you haven't seen the photo, you know why.
We'll post them.
We'll post them, like, one place, one time, and, like, that's it. If you don't see it, we don't ever show it.
Our first one with a couple with Gil were pretty bad and Van.
Yeah, but we got to make up for that. We had
you guys got to redo them.
Three times to get a good photo.
I remember that story.
But Colin did say he liked our outfits. So
yeah. We walked up.
She was dressed as Mila. I was dressed as Peasant Wench Emma from the season 3 finale, which I slaved over for how long?
I don't know.
Pulled it all out at the end. Yes.
We did. I'm really proud of us.
I'm super proud
you
of us.
Amazing.
You guys did
amazing.
Much better than you did in Van. I will give you that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't really try. I mean, I didn't do anything for Van.
Thanks,
Sarah. Sarah, you couldn't because you had the freaking gold tour.
I mean, Van would have been impossible for me to do any type of changes, like, and get into,
well,
like, big elaborate costumes. There's just too much happening.
But, like, for Van, we had, I only did one the whole day. Like, that's all I wore.
But yeah, I didn't, like, make anything for Van. Like, I didn't sew anything, so.
But I still think that's, like, my favorite look on you, though, is that her Comic-Con dress.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that is my favorite dress.
I'm really proud of how I did your hair and makeup. Like, I thought I did great.
Next time, though, I gotta do it just like Jen did it, though.
In the ponytail?
If I'm gonna get, like, the photo, like, the Entertainment Weekly photo, the hair's gotta be just like Jen's.
It's in the ponytail, though, then, right?
Yeah.
Or did she let it out?
It's in the ponytail with, like, a braid. Like, a little
Yeah.
So, yeah, what about all of your solo Collins?
After our duo, you walked away, and I was like,
I had to walk away. That's what they make you do.
She wanted to send a photo.
That's what I mean.
Photo, I mean, hey!
Sarah walked out, and then I was like, can we do, like, I think I said reverse muscle memory. I honestly don't know what I said. I was like, can you just pretend to be teaching me the sword fight from behind? I was like, are you okay with that? He's like, yeah, yeah, that's fine. And I go to pull my sword out of my little sheath that I had, and it was stuck. It was stuck, and I couldn't get it out. And then he tried to help me get it out, and it just made it
worse.
That's
what
she
said.
And I was like, so finally I pull the sword out, and he takes it from me. And he stands behind me, and then, like, I put my hand over his. And I thought it came out pretty cute. I don't know.
It's so cute.
I like his face. Could have made a better face. Like, I wish he did, like, the whole, like, hook face, but I still like it, because, I don't know, I still like his face.
It's perfect, shut up.
I think just because, like, I felt so awkward doing it, that's why I don't like it as much.
I think it's your best Colin photo. So
really?
Yeah, so shut up.
I think it's just because, like, I felt awkward doing it.
Well, yeah, it's awkward. Like, of course it's awkward.
Well, it didn't help that, like, I couldn't pull the sword out of my belt, and he's trying to pull it out, and, like, the people are looking at me, like...
recreating scenes of, like, Colin's just in regular clothing. Like, of course it's gonna be awkward.
Yeah. And I was also the last person, too, other than, like, the volunteer people, I think.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, so I think that's the only reason they left. They're like, whatever. But I was just like, oh, God, it's stuck. This is my life.
I know, we should have taken our time with our duo, because we, like, actually probably would have been able to do that.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
I wasn't even thinking about it, like...
It's fucking Colin! It's the Colin effect, man! You can't think when you're around him, you, like, lose
all
consciousness.
And you know what happened? Because last time, the panel... Didn't we see him before we did our photo ops last time?
Where? In Van?
Well, I mean, I did. Like, I saw them all both in the gold panel first, so...
Yeah. But then he took pictures after, right?
Okay.
Because I remember his is always, like, in the morning for some reason.
I was fine during that one. I don't know why this one was so, like,
it's been a while.
This one. Yeah, I guess it's been too long since I saw Colin. I don't know.
And you've also hanging out with me, and, you know, he's a bit overwhelmed. You're a little overwhelmed. Oh, wow, okay.
Lindsay and Colin, I just...
Can't deal with it. It's too much. I get it.
It happens. But I am very happy with how my outfit photographed and my wig looked good, and, like, I was satisfied.
Well, I mean, everything worked out. Like, we had Chris as our photographer this weekend. We had the blue background, which is his favorite and our favorite. So,
yep.
I mean, it was a perfect combination of things.
And he got the new lighting fixtures to where the lights are behind.
Like, my biggest complaint about Vancouver was that we had these backlights right behind you that I tripped over every fucking time. And you could see them in a lot of the photos, and so...
I mean, I hate that fucking background. I'm looking at it right now on my wall, and I hate it.
Yeah.
The gray one?
Yeah. And you know what? He doesn't like it either, and, like, he hated that he had to use that.
He couldn't get the blue one delivered in time, or he couldn't... Something happened with it.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of tripping, I also tripped as I was walking away from Colin in the solo. And, like, he's like, oh! Like, he tried to, like, help me, and, like, just leave me alone. Like, don't look at me anymore. I'm stoned.
Been there.
Because my skirt was a little long in the front, so I kept stepping on it throughout the day. Yeah. Good times. Although, of all the people to trip in front of, I feel like Colin would be the most understanding.
What about your guys' Colin photo experiences?
Well, Gabby, you go first.
Well, because mine kind of segues into hers.
It does, that's why.
Did we hear any stories?
Well, I was the first to
hear
all of us.
Fucking speak.
I was the first before all of you guys. Because remember we all waited to the end?
Yeah.
Getting dressed.
Yeah, so we waited for you guys, and we got in line to last call, and I had the idea to have Sam in my picture with me. So I brought a picture of an 8x10 by Sam Hewen, for those who don't know.
I was about to say, just random guy named Sam.
For anyone who doesn't watch Outlander.
Because I love their bro tip. You know, not as much as I love him and Sean, but, you know, I think they're up there.
Yeah.
So I took a picture, and I went to Colin. I said, Colin, I want to take a picture with Sam. So he looked at the picture, and then he huffed, and he turned it around, and we took a picture, and that was it.
He made the best face, too.
I know, it was a really
like,
good face.
I was watching him, I watched his eyebrow go up, I was like, oh, Gabby's gonna get the best face!
It was a good face. And then I couldn't even look back at him, because I was like, this is so funny. So, I walked away.
Our reaction, like, when she we're in the hotel room, we're like, what are you going to do for your Colin photo? She busts out this photo of Sam, and we're just like, damn it, Gabby! Your photo's going to be better than all of ours!
I don't pose.
She hadn't told us anything. Like, this whole lead up, she's like, I've been planning this for months. I'm like, yeah, what is this garbage?
I didn't think I'd have the courage to do it until the day of, and I was like, okay, we're going to do it. Fuck it.
It came out doing it. Great.
It was cool. Yeah.
That was great. And then I remember we all started laughing, and Colin, like, looked over at us.
Yeah, I just remember hearing, like, laughter on the side, and I thought it was, like, the volunteers.
No, it was us. It was all of us. His face was like, oh, you guys are in on it, too, okay? Like,
yeah, I'm a crew. Yeah, so then I had some drinking flasks, you know, like whiskey flasks and stuff. So I walked over to Colin and said, you're going to get a drink now, aren't you? And he laughed, and I'm like, oh, aye. And I said, unfortunately, we're empty. Everybody just like, laughed, and then we took the picture. But it was, that came out really good as well.
It did. Yeah, it really did.
Everyone's came out really good.
Yeah, I'm really happy.
Yeah, Colin was, like, on his A game in the morning, for sure.
Yeah. Afternoon, not so much, but.
Yeah.
Solo, he was good.
The solo photos were really good, yeah.
And then after that, we had Jen photos, right?
Yeah,
because we had to immediately go upstairs and change.
Yeah, because hers were like around 11:40.
Should we go through the process real quick of what it takes to get Sarah in and out of that stupid costume?
I mean, I had a legit full corset on, plus a bodice that had to be laced up, plus
skirt,
like, multiple layers, like. Yeah, I mean, and I changed out of that, like, three times? Like, two or three times?
Yeah, because you did, you changed for Jen. I decided to just stay in mine for Mila, because I didn't have time.
I really wanted a picture with Jen in a red jacket. Like,
yeah.
I didn't have one, and I just thought, this is my last time. I gotta have one in a red jacket. Especially since she doesn't look like Emma, I better look like Emma.
Yeah.
So it was out of the wench dress, into the red jacket, in record time, to the point where we should work on Broadway because of how
really
quickly we change in and out of costumes.
Yeah. And, like, ours don't even have zippers. Like, ours are full, like, she's holding the wall, and I'm, like, pulling her and, like, lacing her up.
Yeah, corsets are not fun. This just in. Corsets are not fun.
They are not.
No, they hurt.
Yep. Welcome to my life.
I was like, this is what Rose feels like in Titanic.
Huh? It's
not fun. So Jen photos were as expected. Jen doesn't do poses, so it's, you know, just a very quick thing. But I really like mine, actually. Like, mine's one of my favorites. Like, I think I like it better than my Van one. It came out really well.
Yeah. I like my Jen photo better than my Van one. My favorite, though, is still our selfie from the end of Longing.
Yeah.
Obviously, because, like, nothing will ever top that photo.
Jen just takes really good selfies.
Yeah. And she's blonde in it. Both blonde. Her hair matches.
I know. I was really sad to see the blonde hair go, but I like the red hair a lot better in person than I did when I first saw the pictures of it. It's growing on me, but I still think blonde's her best color.
I agree. It's not my favorite, but I'll live with it.
Well, it was the first time I ever met Jen, so it's very exciting for me. So when I walked up to her, I said, I love the red, and she was like, oh, thanks, you know, had the picture taken. Then she turned to me and said, we're in the red club. And I was like, yes, we are.
I couldn't function if she had said that.
Walked away and then, like, tried to remember how to breathe. And it was like, I walked out and saw some friends. And I was like, I'm in the red club with Jen. Oh, my God. I, like, shouting it down, like, the corridor. It was, like, it was amazing. Like, a lot of people have negative things to say about Jen. But honestly, she was absolutely perfect. This weekend, last weekend, whatever, I don't even know, I'm in jet lag mode at the moment. I'm like, ugh.
Whatever day it was.
Whenever it happened, she was amazing and so just perfect. I'm so happy.
I had to take two pictures with Jen.
Yes, look
again.
It's always my thing with me and Chris. And Van, I had to take two call for pictures because apparently something was wrong. So they called me back and I took it. And I ended up with two call for pictures, which is great. So then I took a picture with Jen. I walked away and they called me back again. And I was like, oh, Chris and I have some kind of understanding. Two for one, you know. So I got back in line and I went up to Jen. I was like, hey, Jen. Hey, I guess something happened. Oh, I said, hey, it's me again. She's like, how did you blink? And I was like, yeah, it was me.
It was me.
So I took two pictures, and I ended up getting two pictures with Jen.
Yeah, and they're both fine. Nothing went
they're
wrong.
They're both fine. Yeah.
I think Chris was just being OCD because one is zoomed out further.
Yeah,
one. And I think he liked it back more.
Yeah. But thanks, Chris, altogether, and you know, thanks, Chris.
She I walked. I was still in Mila because I didn't feel like changing. I didn't have time to change, and I was just like, you know what? I'm just gonna be Mila. It'll be Mila and Emma, even though she doesn't look like Emma, but it's fine. And I walked up, she's like, oh, hey, you look great. I'm like, thanks. And, like, she was wearing her con shoes, her boots that are the Stuart Weitzman boots that, like, I'd kill to have, but they're, like, $600 or $700. So, like, I'm like, I have to tell her something about her shoes. So I was like, I love your boots. She's like, thanks. They're so comfortable. I'm like, I bet. Like, and that was it. We took our photo. And, yeah, I definitely like it more than the one in Van.
Yeah, I purchased the, well, it's not the actual jacket, but I got the red suede jacket. There's a Forever 21, because everyone keeps asking me about where I got this jacket. Forever 21 sells a really good replica. It is online only. You can't buy it in the stores. It is pricey, but it's really good quality. It's a little on the short side, and the sleeves are a little long. So be careful with what size you buy. But it's a really, really good replica of her red suede jacket from the end of season 6 and season episode 7 too. So many people have been like messaging me and asking me about it, so I thought I'd just put that out there. And yeah. Jen totally recognized it, loved it. So yeah, if you were looking to get that one, it was $78. That's a bit much, but I'm definitely gonna wear that. Like,
it's still cheaper out than about the blank NYC one.
Yeah, which, and even that one's not the actual. I don't even know. Has it even been spotted?
The actual one, yes, it has, and it's like, $900.
Okay, so yeah,
can't say
$78 is like nothing compared to this real one. So
yeah.
Okay, so
then was Colifer duos, or unless you're done with your story.
Yeah. So we all talked about Jen, and then it was Colifer duos. Wait, no.
No.
Chris and Colin duo was
Chris and Colin. Sorry.
So
sorry,
we had to go change
again back into the wench dress. I can't tell the story. You need to tell the story. You tell it better. I was trying to tell the story to someone else, and I was just like, nah, Rachel tells it better than me.
I feel like the pressure's really on.
Here's the thing. Like, when you're with Colin, you black out. Like, it's this effect where you can't even look at him, and you just forget who you are and what your name is and what you, like, the fact that you're even alive. Like, you just forget everything.
Okay. Sarah went first and I was second, so I'm really happy that happened so I could watch this happen. And I've never been more jealous of you in my life. Let me just put it that way. Watching this happen, I was like, why didn't I do a dip pose? And to be fair, Chris came up with it. Chris yeah. Gauthier.
Yeah, like, we're at the bar, and I'm like, Chris, I'm wearing the wench dress. Do you remember the wench dress from the Back to the Future episode? He's like, oh, I remember the wench dress.
Everyone remembers the wench dress.
And so he's like, well, what if we did, like a bros before hoes type thing? Where, you know, like, you're all over Colin, and I'm just, like, standing off to the side, like, being pissed off. And like, yeah, that sounds awesome.
We're going to have a sign originally.
But the thing is, like, I didn't even realize that in the gold panel, they were talking about the wench dress again.
They bring it up.
I didn't even know. So, yeah, I show up in the freaking wench dress, and I said to Chris, we're going to do our bros before hoes. And it took him a second because obviously he was wasted
yeah.
the day before. But
yeah,
was
like, them whiskey sours.
But he's like, oh, right. Okay. So he knew what he had to do. And I asked Colin, I was like, can you dip me? And he said, yeah, I can dip you. And right there, I was like, that's when you black out. Like,
yeah. Oh, fuck.
And I think he was even, did he say yeah, or was it like, oh, yeah, I can dip you?
It was just like, I mean, it was full on.
And like his face changed. Like, it was like you snap your, you blink, and it was like Colin, and then it was Hook. Like, and I'm like, oh damn, she's about to go down.
And I know you, Sarah.
Yeah, literally, I was like, man, it's been really great knowing Sarah. Because he grabs her around the waist and just yanks her to, it's basically what Gail did to me, but like on a scale, like even higher, because it's Colin O'Donoghue. Like, I love you, Gil, but, like, it's Colin, man, you know? Like, Colin. So he yanks her to her, turns her around to the left, grabs her hand. She's, like, just, like, putty in his arms. Like, she's, I can see on her face that she had no idea that he was going to do any of this. He's like, okay, I'm going to dip you now. Are you ready? And, like, she's trying to get her footing right, like, their feet are all tangled together, and I'm just watching this, like, oh my god, this is the best moment of Sarah's life and my life, watching this, like, this is our best con ever. And so Chris is all in his pose, like, he's got the best face, too, and so he almost hits Chris with Sarah as he's...
That's what I was afraid of! Like, honestly, that was the one thought in my head was, holy shit, he's gonna, like, throw me into Chris, and we're all gonna fall over.
Close. Like, it came close. I was like, oh, damn. And so he spins her back around and dips her, and, like, the look he was giving you was so Hook, and I can't.
The fact that I, like, was able to keep my eyes open and, like, look at him...
Yeah.
I don't know where that strength came from, but I did it.
Like, I was just sitting there watching it with, like, the biggest grin on my face, like, oh my god!
Like, you know, you go into these things and, like, you have an expectation, and it's like, oh, well, Colin's just, like, he's just gonna think it's silly, but yeah, he'll do it, but it's, like, not gonna be a big deal. But, like, I don't know, it's just, that was not what I was expecting at all. I was not expecting to be, like, swept off my feet and, like, thrown into a fan fiction. Like,
that's literally what it was.
He committed, and I thank him for that.
He did. He, like, committed hard.
And, yeah, I mean, it was the best moment of my life, like, hands down. Like, sorry to my husband. Sorry. It was the best moment of my life. I walked out of there and, like, just could not breathe.
You, like, stumbled out of there. Like... I don't even want to talk about mine, because I was just like, let's do arms crossed, like, captain's crew, whatever, and we did that. But, like, I was just sitting there like, oh my god, like, you just dipped Sarah. What's up? That's... Oh. That's probably my favorite photo op, and I
And I was,
even...
like, hesitating doing it, because someone, like, people were doing it before me. Like, it was not, like,
yeah,
an original pose.
Now.
Like, other people were doing that same pose, and I was like, fuck, I can't ask them to do this now when they just did it for someone else.
Did they do it in the duo, though?
Yeah, there was. I saw at least two more.
Okay.
That had done.
But yeah, but you were in character. But you were in character, though. That's what made it more special.
Yeah.
You're in his favorite costume.
Yeah, so he was like, I'm going to give you 100%.
I appreciate his effort. It made all the hours I spent working on that wench dress worth it. Yeah. I'm still, like, sometimes I'll be at work, like, doing my actually, like, working. Sometimes I actually work when I'm at work. But, like, I'll, like, think about that moment, and I'll, like, space out and, like, have this goofy grin on my face at my desk.
PTCD, post-traumatic colony disorder. Because I also have those moments. Like, I'll just look at my pictures of him, and I just, like, get all giddy and just, like, lose my shit for a little bit. And I'm like, okay, good. Yeah,
that's me, my gen pics. I'm like, we're in the red club. Wow.
See, this is the thing is, like, I went into this weekend going, oh my god, it's gonna be the last time I ever see Jen. Like, I'm so emotional. And then Colin, like, ups his A game, and I'm like, Jen who? Like, what?
What?
Because I'm the opposite to you. I think I've taken over you a little bit.
See, that's how it was for in Van. Like, Jen totally took the show in Van.
Yeah.
Like, Jen made me cry in Van. Like, I was a mess in Van. But then Colin, here.
Colin like, made a comeback.
Hey, Jen.
Okay, so yeah, that's me. Go. Someone else. I was the one that couldn't handle it, guys.
You're the one that couldn't handle it. I'm gonna copy your dip post, Sarah, one of these days. I'm just gonna apologize in advance for it. I'm serious, I want to make a dipping collage now.
Con goals.
I want everyone to experience that moment.
Everyone deserves to be dipped
my gift to the world.
Although, you know what's gonna happen, I'm gonna be like, can you dip me, and I'll just be like, yeah, sure, and just like bend me.
And like autopilot.
Because I want to know, like, because I haven't seen anyone else get dipped by Colin, so I wonder if he does that, like, with all of them, or if he just, like,
I don't know. Was this just a wench dress special? I don't know.
Because did Gil do that with you? Did he, like, pull you in and, like,
I mean, it was pretty, like, mind-fucking. Like, yeah.
They know. They know what they're
Gil
doing.
Gil knows.
Both of them know.
Especially when it's like, can you dip me? And he's like, hell yeah, I can dip you. Like, you know. You know what you're getting yourself into.
It's like a masculine thing, too. Like, yeah, I can dip you. Gotta prove my worthiness. I'm playing a prince or a captain. Gotta live up to the name.
All right, someone else go. I'm getting all hot and bothered.
Hot, you know. I mean, I kind of said
fine. Gabby, do you want to say about our AI captain
photo? I love your Colin
photo.
Oh my god. Your Colin Chris duo.
Gabby?
Do I want to say it or you want to say it?
You can say it, it's fine.
I don't
know. Do you not want to?
I don't know what to say. Like, I don't think just we got in line.
we got in line and took the photo.
It was.
I'm sorry, I'm not very imaginative.
No, but like, so in for our photo, we were like doing, we saluted, me, Gabby, and Chris saluted Colin doing an AI captain kind of thing. And Colin was supposed to look really smug. but when we first walked up, there was a bit of confusion. Like Colin was like, oh, what do I do? But it all turned out fine, it was all good. But when we got the actual picture, it looks like Colin's got his eyes closed.
And so
okay.
I said, and apparently we're flipping him off because we're doing the wrong side. Because apparently,
you guys did your left hand.
Yeah.
Oh.
We were trying to keep our hands out of the photo. With
you guys
face.
That's understandable. The other way.
Yeah.
So it was that as well.
That's kind of funny, though.
It's funny, like, he looks like he's got his eyes closed, so we were like, oh, you know, he's just a stupid drunk captain, and we just, yeah, it's fine.
Well, it's funny, because Lindsay and I have it on the left side, and Chris has it on the right side, like, the right
way.
So
oh,
it's
my God.
That kind of works out really cute, though. Like,
it does, it's really, it was so much fun.
Like, you guys are, like, the miscreant crew, and, like, he's drunk, and Smee's just, like, that one loyal guy.
That's why it's his first mate.
His face is so great in that. Like, I honestly would not have known his eyes were closed until you guys said something.
Yeah, it's true.
Lindsay's like, I see it.
I was like,
yeah, she was bothered by it.
I think it looks great.
But I can just say I was drunk. It's fine. It works.
It's Wish Rum Hook.
You know what? It's different. No one else has done that before.
Yes.
So, yeah. And I think it turned out really cute.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah.
Change number four of five of the day.
What's next? Call for Duo.
Yeah.
Call for Duos were just, they are what they are, you know? You can't do poses. They're really quick.
No one looks excited. Colin.
Colin had the band face back on for, like, almost every single one.
Mm-hmm.
I think at that time he was just exhausted and ready to go home.
And he still had his panel to do, right?
Yeah.
But I like ours. I think they're good.
I wish they would have been.
They pretty much look just like my van ones at this point.
Yeah.
But you know what? We have photos with the captains of our ship, so I'm happy. And yeah, the fact that we have like multiple ones, like, yeah, I can't. I'm like so grateful.
See, the only thing I don't get though is why. Because how Jen was closest to us and Colin was on the other side, and we wanted to have them together in the photo because, you know.
Lindsay!
You know what, Lindsay? Shut up.
Yeah, you know, the thing is, yeah, it's like, okay.
She literally, like, put her hand on my back and, like, put me in between her and Colin. But then, for like, it happened to you guys and a couple other people I saw, they were able to get them together, and I don't know.
Well, I had went first, and then I moved over to on Colin's side so that, you know, Lindsay could go in the middle, but then Jen moved over, and I was like, oh, okay.
And then, yeah, it's because me and Jen are in a red club, so we bonded. So Jen is like, I got you, girl. I got you. It's fine. We totally bonded that weekend. It was beautiful.
So she was in the middle for ours, which is like, doesn't make, it's not consistency. It wasn't consistency with her as far as where she was standing.
We were panicking because we were like, oh, Gabby, look, she's actually guiding people, like, next to them, and I was like, oh,
yeah.
What's happening?
Yeah.
Because I tried to go on her side, and she wasn't having it.
Nope.
I don't know what's like, going on.
It's me.
We wanted us, like, the whole point is we wanted us to be on the end of our ship. Like, that's what we wanted, on either end of our ship, and it just, nope.
I can Photoshop it. I just put me and Jen. I can make this work.
Oh, yeah, do it. But I remember, like, when
it still came out, like, we look better than they do in that photo, Sarah.
I know, it's true. We look like we're having a great time. And
they're just done.
What are we going to say, Gabs?
I was saying she moved over and like she put her hand behind Colin and I put my hand on her. On her arm.
Yeah, it was, and it's a beautiful picture. I'm very happy with it.
Yeah, yours did come out really well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Then they got confused why I was still standing there, because it was Sarah, our duo, and then I had a solo. And, like, they just were like, oh, like, I have another one, sorry. They're like, oh, okay.
It was just it was just awkward from start to finish.
Yeah, I was like, sorry, I like you guys a lot.
And then I had an absolute total meltdown after that photo.
Yep, and then you caused me to have a meltdown, and then Lindsay started crying, and then Lauren started crying. You started a whole chain reaction of all of us crying in the hallway.
I did not cry that day.
I was going to say, Gabby didn't start crying. Gabby was judging all four of us.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I was like, you bitches are crazy. No, I started crying. I was in the car on Sunday with Jess, and we were driving to Walgreens to go, I can get my scans. And like that stupid song, Shut Up and Dance, came on. And it reminded me of, like, a fucking fan video, and I started, like, crying.
Oh, we're all dancing.
I was like, damn, you're sad! He rubbed off on me the wrong day.
In the bloopers? Where they're all dancing with the bloopers?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, that's a good video.
But it was just like, no.
Yeah. We walked out of that photo op, and Sarah just was like,
I was just sobbing, sobbing.
I was like, stop, and then Lindsay started, and then, like, I started, and then Lauren walks up, and Lauren just starts crying, and Steve's like, oh god, you're all crying.
It was so embarrassing, because we're, like, right in the hallway, where, like, everyone's waiting for their photo ops. God, it was humiliating.
We were those people.
we were the people that we make fun of.
Sorry, guys, I was emotional over the last time I'll ever be in the middle of a Colin and Jen sandwich.
And then I took some whiskey and, like, Sarah, like, grabs it off me and starts downing it. And I'm like, whoa, steady on, love.
People are looking at us like, God, look at these drunk bitches, like, drinking out of flasks. Yeah, meltdown number one for the day.
Yep.
But so Colin and Jen's panels, which were in the afternoon, were separate, which a lot of us had a problem with because
yes.
It was the first creation convention where there was no duo Colin and Jen panel for the general audience.
I was fierce. This is my like first like convention. I was like so psyched. I was like, yes, I can ask my questions. It's gonna be amazing.
And yeah. And we still like don't know why they decided to do it that way because time wise, it is exactly the same as San Francisco. It was an hour and a half for both combined. They could have easily done Colin, little bit of a duo and a Jen panel, and it still would have worked out fine. But
I mean, I heard people were complaining about. Doesn't make the gold panel special. So people are complaining that, you know, they get, what's the point of paying gold if they're going to get a duo for them, but then a duo for general audience too. Like,
yeah,
what's the point?
You get extra time. Like,
exactly.
It's special.
And it's
also,
you get quieter. It's less people.
And gold, you have a better opportunity to ask questions because there's
exactly.
Like not as many people. I mean, I had Copper Pass front row, and despite literally sitting directly in front of the line, I didn't have a shot in hell of asking a question.
Because they started lining up before the panel, which
they
also
did not
do. Because
they were lining up for Jen well into Colin's panel. And so you couldn't tell the difference between a person asking Colin a question and a person waiting to ask Jen a question. So I think there were a lot of problems with the way things were done in Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
And I honestly think it just comes down to the fact that there's too many people. I mean,
yeah.
this con was the biggest one yet, and everything was sold out, and I think they just, I don't know if they were fully prepared for this, but it's like they tried to do things differently, and it just, I don't think it worked.
No. And I don't get, like, when they split the panels and they do a duo, it makes it easier for those people to line up for those questions, because when they're together, people aren't going to ask Colin a question or Jen a question, and then the other person just sits there.
Well,
well that's what happened in gold,
they shouldn't.
I know that's what happened in gold. And it's just, in San Francisco, I felt like it was way more organized watching those panels because everyone that wanted to ask just Colin a question lined up for just Colin's panel.
Yeah.
And everyone that wanted to ask them both a question, they lined up for the duo, and everyone that wanted Jen lined up for Jen.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like it organized it a lot more.
Yeah,
and there weren't as many repeater questions in those panels. Like, there are, just how there always are.
Yeah.
But it wasn't as bad. I think that was the best setup they had and that they should stick to that, but...
Yeah.
I
was just frustrated in general. Like, where I was sitting, I had people sitting on the floor directly in front of me. I had four different people sitting in the seat next to me, so I don't know who actually had that seat. I had people with selfie sticks videotaping in front of my face. Like, it was an absolute nightmare, like,
yeah.
watching these panels.
Yeah.
And creation staff, like, they do their best, but there was a lot of lacking during these panels.
I feel like
yeah.
they
lack
weren't
of control
paying enough attention.
During these panels.
Yeah.
I'm just like, why do I have a group of people sitting on the floor in front of me when I paid for this seat? Like, where are
exactly.
these people supposed to be sitting? Instead, you're sitting right on top of my feet. Like, are you kidding me? Like, this is ridiculous.
See, I would have said something. I would have, like, that bothers me.
Well, nobody said
yeah, it would have bothered me. And you know what I'm like? I'd be like, oi.
They look at you because
but
they're
I was,
not
I was
from
like,
America.
Was...
They don't speak English. So it's like,
yeah. I was gutted. I was not gonna lie, you know, I was really gutted about it because
and I, you know, I wanted to ask Jen a question, and it's like,
this,
well,
this
where's
was
the
my
line?
One shot.
Yeah,
this is my one shot, and yeah.
Well, it's kind of stupid too. Like, Jen was hearing the questions that Colin was being answered.
Yeah, she was sitting back.
She was sitting there, like, and then she came back on her panels. It was like repeating it. And it's like, why
like
can't she
answering
just...
questions that
yeah.
they asked Colin?
It's like... Yeah, and it's like, why couldn't she just be on the stage with him?
Yeah, it didn't make sense.
Damn you, creation!
And you know what? If things change for Burbank next week,
don't you fucking start. Oh.
And I'm sure it will. I'm sure it will because I'm
it
sure
will.
Everyone was pissed.
Yeah.
I can't think anyone would actually be happy about that. I mean, it wasn't. It was just a mess.
And if they were only going to do that one time in San Francisco, then don't do it at all because it just pisses everyone else off.
Yeah, I don't see the need for, like, the fact that every convention's been different. Why? I mean, I guess you're trying to find something that works, but you're just
it worked.
Pissing people off because nothing's fair. I mean, you can't change the rules at every convention and expect people not be upset. I mean, don't even get me started on the shit show that was autographs.
Oh God.
our con was the biggest con. Like it's everything was sold out, but we still got like one less guest and everything.
Exactly.
So we actually got less. Like we're paying the same prices, but we got a lot
more.
Less.
We paid more.
Yeah, paid more.
Than any other con.
Exactly. Again, we got less. And how is that fair? I'm not sure.
And I don't understand why people weren't personalizing. Like, I get Colin had a flight. But don't book him a flight like that if you know he has a certain amount of autographs to get through. All these people paid this much money, and he can't even write their names.
Yeah.
And he did personalize for some people. Some people did get something.
Well, even, like, Karen and Lee were personalizing.
And I don't get that. Because,
yeah.
like...
It made no, the whole
they love to write stuff. And I know Karen had, like, tendonitis or something. I heard, I don't know exactly what the story was, but I guess she hurt her arms.
Yeah, I heard that too, yeah.
And they said that they were wrapped, but then they weren't wrapped later. I don't know. So,
but
like,
Jen...
if that was a thing, then okay. But Lee, I don't know why he wasn't. I don't think Chris or Beverly were.
No one that day was.
Michael had no
cue. I
just walked up and like, hiya, you all right? And, you know.
Well, it was so stupid, too, because they had Lee and Karen out in the hallway, and you had to get Karen's autograph first before you could get to Lee. So Karen had this queue that was the entire length of the hallway, like down to like the women's bathrooms, and they were all the way on the other side. And Lee had no one at his table because he could only sign once they were done with Karen. I'm like, why would you split those two up or like?
I've never met Lee, so I wanted his autograph. I've met Karen, so I went up and asked, like, okay, look, there's no line for Lee. Can we just go in? Like, no, you've got to join this long queue. So I didn't bother in the end.
Yeah.
But, you know, if
and they've
if
never
he's
done
free,
that before.
It was just.
It was always like they call your row, or they call tickets, and whoever was in line was in line. Like, it wasn't, you didn't have to get a specific person first before you could get in line.
Yeah.
I think they started that, I don't know, I think in Chicago they started doing that, but I remember they started doing that before this con, where you had to get someone, or you had to go in a certain order, because it was such a crazy shit show in Vans sometimes, too.
I just, about... the gold passes have the little checkmark things at the top for a reason. So I don't see why you need to go wait in this line and then this line and this line, because you're
exactly.
just going to get it checked off on your pass regardless. Like, each
right.
guest has a corresponding number. Like, I just don't see why you need to
and
follow
if someone,
this order.
Yeah. And if someone doesn't have a line, like, why are you going to make them sit there longer?
You know, like, say you have this person's autograph already. You don't want to go get it again. But you have to. They're forcing you mm-hmm. to order
yeah.
to get to the next person. Like, that's ridiculous.
They should have someone in, like, someone, like, say at the end of Lana's, when you get your Lana autograph, okay, you go to, someone split them up, saying, you go to Karen, you
yeah.
go to Michael, you
exactly.
go to
yeah.
whoever.
Keep it spaced out, keep the lines even.
Yeah. Instead of sending them all.
And just saying, oh, well, okay, so it's a bit busy, sit back down, and it's like, well, there's people sitting down at, like, Michael and stuff, have no people there, and you want to sit back down, how does that make sense?
That's what I'm saying, like, and it sucks for the guests themselves because they have to sit there longer
mm-hmm.
because they have to wait for Colin and Jen and Lana and Bex to get through all their autographs because obviously they take a little longer and they have more people or people that pay for those or whatever. So you have to wait. They have to sit there and wait at the table with no one in front of them for that part. It's just stupid.
Or let people that actually bought it separately from their pass go.
Yeah.
And go ahead of the goal, like, fuck your, okay, you bought gold. What does that mean? It doesn't mean anything. Like, let the people that actually bought it single.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So that was our bitch rant about creation.
Slash autograph.
Slash autographs. Slash Saturday.
It wouldn't be a creation con without a little bit of drama. So panels, as we said, were separate. Colin came out first. His was pretty good, though, I gotta say. Like, there were some different questions, finally, that were asked, and overall, like, it was a really good panel, and he was really just funny and charming, like, always. I think my favorite part was when he recreated the face he made when he hit the dartboard. like right in the bullseye because it was like right in my direction. So I was like, that was great.
I love like the gif of it. It's like, I'm gonna keep it forever. It's like,
I was cracking up because on Friday Michael Coleman came out on stage and told everybody he's like, okay guys, Colin's gonna be here tomorrow and I like to play pranks on everybody, so I need your help. Every time Colin says something, I need you all to reply or shiver me timbers. So we practiced it a couple times on Friday, and honestly, I had forgotten about it till I sat down for the gold for Colin's panel. Oh, no one did it for gold.
No, they didn't do it in the gold panel.
And they didn't do it in the gold panel. Okay, because I thought they were going to, and it was going to be an old joke. So I can't remember when people started doing it, because it didn't start right away.
No, it took a second.
I think Michael came out and was like...
He came out, didn't he?
He was, to remind everybody.
Do the thing.
Michael was running around dressed as Hook. And so finally everyone started catching on. And everyone started, like, he'd say, like, yeah, so that was great. And like, oh, sugar me timbers. And, like, his face, he was just so confused. Like, he knew something was obviously going on, but he didn't know why or how yet. And so, like, he just kept talking. And, like, literally after every sentence for a couple minutes, people were like, oh, sugar me timbers. He's like, okay, I get it. Ha. And then it would stop, and then people would start up again. But then, like, it would get to the point where people were just like, "Arr, shiver me timbers!" Like, he's like, and then he's like, "Even you guys are getting bored with it."
Yeah. And then what did he say? What part was it when he said, like, "Consider my timbers
shivered." Yeah.
What answer was that to?
I think that was after, like, people, I don't know, I'd have to rewatch it, but I want to say it was after, he's like, even y'all are getting bored. He's like, just consider my timbers shivered.
That's it, yeah.
And then he's like, I see you, Michael Coleman, I see you running around.
I do appreciate that in the gold panel, someone asked Colin about the best places to see in Ireland, and he was basically like, go to the Guinness Factory. Dude, already on my list, man, but I need something else. Like, I was, like, generally like, oh my god, he's gonna tell me all these great places to see in Ireland, and he's like, nah, I mean, it's all beautiful, just go.
Just all of Ireland.
Go to Guinness, and then just, funny. Like, go to all of Ireland.
When I was in New York, I went to O'Donoghue's bar, and I sent a snap to Colin's brother, Al O'Donoghue, and he was like, oh, you better be drinking Guinness, and I was like, I'm on the Irish Red, and, you know, we started talking and stuff, and, you know, it was just like, I don't like Guinness, I'm sorry. And he was, like, proper judging me for it.
So, anyways, Sunday.
Oh, we haven't talked about Jen's panel yet, have we?
Jen's panel, when I just sobbed, because everything she says is so inspirational and just makes you want to take over the world, and then you realize that you'll never be as good as Jennifer Morrison.
Yep. I just love how someone asked her what kind of candy bar she'd be, and she turned into, like, this, like, quit, like, life lesson, and I'm just like, you would, Jen. I got teary-eyed when she was talking about, like, when a fan thanked her, and she's like, I can't even, like, quote what she was saying, but it was...
Oh, she said it was you, it's not...
Yeah,
you.
When,
like,
she turns around on us.
What
yeah.
you see is... Yeah. is
and,
that's
like,
what made
the people
sad.
Next to me
oh, you
were
yeah,
all...
That me cry, yeah.
The people next to you were all Cat and Swan people were all just like, she's so great. Like, I'm like, okay, we're all crying. Okay, good. Everyone's crying now.
She knows how to say the right thing when you need to hear it.
Yeah.
You know, like, you could be having the most shit day and she'll just say something to you and it'll just change your entire outlook on life.
Yeah.
And, like, that's just why I love her so much. Like, she just.
And, like, it's so genuine. It's not, like, scripted. Right. Like, she pulls it out of her butt, like, on the spot. Like, she's just that eloquent.
I'm, like, questioning, like, my life now. It's like, you know, I've now got this opportunity to do something in my life, but now I need to decide what can I do with it, you know? And she's really inspired me to, like, question a lot more rather than just originally, like, I just want to be happy. But it's just, I've got one life. Why not do a bit more, you know? And she's really inspired me to do that. I mean, she's I don't want to be her, but I can't act or direct or whatever, but she just, her outlook on life is so beautiful.
This weekend gave me, and I don't want to talk about like, none of us were in the meet and greet, but we know some people who were in the meet and greet. I don't want to talk about what happened in the meet and greet because that, I don't want to break that respect and that contract, that, you know, literal or whatever, imaginative contract that kind of exists between the meet and greets. But after hearing what happened in the meet and greet, like, this weekend just gave me such a different respect.
Closure.
About, you know, with, in regards to Jen and a better understanding of where she was coming from and, just like a more emotional connection to her, I guess, in a way. And, I think it's, I feel like I can move on now.
Yeah, it definitely gave me closure that I needed.
Like, but I really, like, more than ever, just want to give her a giant hug. Like, I've never wanted more to just give her a huge hug and just say, you're amazing. Like, you've changed so many of our lives. I know that, like, you don't necessarily see it that way, but, like, all your hardships and everything that you put yourself through, like, it's changed so many people's lives.
Yeah.
And, like, we'll never be able to repay you for that or thank you enough for that. And I just want to hug her.
And she'll say, it's you.
I know. And, like, she's so selfless. Like, God, I love her so much.
And, like, her whole speech in the gold panel to the girl who she had spinal surgery.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, the way she just, like, just, that's just, like, how she is. She just, that's how she talks. Like, it just, like, everything she says is so inspirational.
Yeah.
Her and Karen David make me want to take over the world.
And I also just loved that someone asked her finally about the tattoo, because I needed that answer.
Because I was like, oh my god, did Sarah tell her question to somebody else? Because, like, that was totally a question.
Well,
if I
had an opportunity to get up there and ask, that's what it would have been. But since I couldn't, I'm glad someone else did.
Yeah.
So I needed that answer in my life.
Yeah.
And I love that it was kind of her that was basically like,
yeah,
this is my headcanon about the tattoo.
And I think she knows Emma better than, like, anyone, even like the writers.
Hands down.
She lived that character. You know, she literally did. You know, she put everything, you know, on hold for her, and that's why you've got to admire, because, you know, she put so much research into the character, and, you know, she's, even if a lot of scenes didn't get shown, she would still make that effort, and I just love that about her. You know, she doesn't do things halfway.
She gave 110% for every single second that she was Emma.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And that's why we love the character so much, because you can see that on the screen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Even if the writing wasn't great, Emma's, you know, Jen still gave Emma.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
And I really appreciate the person who asked about her being a Disney princess.
Yeah.
It made my life.
And there's now a petition going on. No,
I've signed the petition, even though it won't do a goddamn thing.
It won't do a thing, but I'm still, like, signing it and, like, you know.
Petition to make Emma Swan an official princess. Yes.
Give, like, a thank you to Jen. Like, say, look how people have signed this. We all love this character.
So many people signed that. I could not believe it. By the time I signed it, it was, like, over 500 people. Like, that's crazy how quickly that spread.
Yeah, it's a lot more now, but
I mean, they reached their goal in, like, a day.
Yeah, so, you know.
I liked it when someone yelled out, I'm going to go there, people, when someone yelled out, Swan Queen, and she's like, Anne, what do you want me to do about it? Like, I loved it. I was like, yes.
Like, I don't know what you want me to say.
And she answered that Swan Queen question so beautifully, like, you know, she could have just been like, well, I had to write the show. Tough shit. Well, you know, but she constructed an answer out of it, and, you know, in a typical Jen way. And she was so, like, it pleased everyone, the answer.
Yeah, she was really,
like,
trying to,
What I like is that she answers those questions but still stays true to herself, because she does not ship Swan Queen.
Exactly.
But she still gives them an answer that makes them happy while staying true to herself.
It was like she was trying to make peace with them after everything that has been through. It's like, okay, look, I'm leaving the show, like, this is all coming to an end, let's just make peace with each other,
right?
And they seem satisfied, she was fine with it, so
a lot of fans on Twitter, everyone was like, I saw some Swan Queen people on Twitter say, you know, finally we've got our closure now too, because she like explained, you know, she actually filmed a scene where, you know, she spoke to like Henry and saying, oh, she's like saying goodbye, and that's, yes, that makes sense, and they all accepted that, and that's lovely, because I think, you know, they've Adam and Eddie have really like teased them, and I don't, you know, I can understand in that perspective they have teased them, so
yeah,
fair play.
Hopefully they feel satisfied and got their closure, and we can all move on and live happily ever after.
No, it's a happy beginning.
Happy beginning. So I'm gonna start crying.
No. So yeah, Jen was saying, okay, so the funniest thing about Wish Realm Hook was that how happy it made Colin. That was the best thing about.
Oh, also, she said that Colin would be the stricter parent if it was a girl.
Yeah.
I was listening in the back, and
that was like the first thing she came out and said. Yeah. She didn't even say hi. She's like, I just want to say.
She's the best.
You know, my favorite part of the panels was like, in the gold panel, like, Jen has no idea what the fuck's going on the show.
Right?
She's like, oh, you got your hand back? Congratulations.
Okay. His hand pisses me off so much because he uses it all the time. Like, every episode, he's using it to where, like, a prosthetic would not work for that.
It's robotic, okay?
I'm not buying that. He set us the prosthetic.
He's getting used to the fact that he gets to act with two hands now, okay?
But he doesn't get to act with two hands.
He just doesn't know that it's called a robotic and not prosthetic.
But, like, no, because he's so good. Like, when he had his prosthetic hand in Storybrooke, he was very good at not using it and keeping it just, like, straight and, like, slapping hoes and stuff with it. Like, it didn't move. But now he can unscrew light bulbs, he can close books, he can open car doors. He can put stuff in pockets, like, I don't know what's happening, but it's very upsetting. Like, this is the biggest thing I'm upset about in season 7, is the fact that he uses his hands.
Well, maybe you should call his ass out at the next convention.
I will. I'll be like, yo, bro, what you doing? What is you doing with your hand?
So, Emma's on the high. Jen said that Emma's happy ending is a pregnancy.
It really did bring things full circle.
And I did cheer for that bit. I was like, yes.
If Jen's at peace with it, I'm at peace with it. That's how I feel about life.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like she wouldn't have left until she was at peace with, like, how Emma's story ended.
Yeah. I mean, we'll talk about this next time, but, like, more could have been given to us in 702, but...
Yeah.
With her approval on it, I can live with it.
Yeah.
To be fair, like, you know, not we've been very lucky as Captain Swan fans.
We have. We have been. We really have.
Okay, we always want more. We've always said, oh, we want more. But compared to other ships, we've been very lucky.
Yeah.
Yeah. Still never got a sex scene, though, but, you know.
No, they never banged.
Never banged. Well, they did.
You know what's funny is I've had a saved draft in my Twitter account for years with a congratulations on the sex. Congratulations on the Captain Swan sex. And I never got to use it.
I mean, you technically can because she's pregnant.
Yeah.
Canically, yes, they've had sex. But I never got to use my tweet, guys.
I mean, yeah, I mean, Snowy and Outlaw Queen. Even, like, Rumbel, like, were in the bed. That was a bit
weird. I'm still convinced that, like...
That was weird.
I'm still convinced that, like, they got it on in the Middle Mist Meadow in Camelot.
Oh, yes.
Like, I went back and rewatched that, and I'm like, they banged.
Thanks. With Rumpel gone, yes, let's do it. Now that we're alone.
Exactly. All right, anything else about Saturday? Does that sum it up?
Oh, so also on the Sunday. Yeah, carry on.
Yeah, so Sunday, Colin and Jen were gone, went home, bye-bye.
Yeah.
Sunday is when we switch over to Lana and Beck's day, which is a little less stressful, but way more fun, I think. in the fact that it's not less stressful, and you know that they're, like, game for anything, and they're just awesome and a lot of fun. So Ray and I decided to low-key go as Swan Queen. Unintentionally.
Yeah, it wasn't intentional.
They actually got stopped for pictures, like, more times than we did the previous day.
Yeah,
like,
we did.
It was really like, did. Oh my god, you guys are amazing! And it's like, it wasn't meant to happen like this.
How did it end up like this?
Yeah, so I was Dark Swan, and she was Red Velvet Regina?
Heart of the Lonely Hunter.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. When she killed
Bram. One of her, like, most, like, popular costumes, because it's my favorite Evil Queen costume. It's one of her big ones.
Yeah. It's hard to walk in. Sarah was more uncomfortable Saturday, and then I was more uncomfortable on Sunday.
You should have seen, like, she had the authentic shoes, and the heel on the shoe was ridiculous. I mean, it's funny, like,
12 inches.
Days after, like, she broke her ankle, but she didn't break her ankle during that weekend. It was so strange.
Which is like, how do you do that, Rachel? How do you manage to not...
Because... for you guys.
How, like, love how she manages to survive that, but then she goes for a run in sneakers and she breaks her fucking ankle.
But, like, that's probably one of my favorite cosplays I've done. It was fun. It's so much fun being the Evil Queen. Oh, and then I had to tape my boobs. Which,
That was a fun adventure.
That was an adventure.
And to be fair, like, she and, you know, well, even, like, Sarah is, like, I think them two have the best cosplayers of the weekend. I mean, the basic art made completely. They work best.
And we didn't get to do the costume contest.
I know, we never get to do the costume contest.
Although, to be fair, you were, like, fighting with that Swan Queen thing. It was very close between you.
Oh, the Swan Queen.
She wins.
She only got second place in the contest.
What?
Yeah.
She didn't win?
No.
Damn.
Second place. Like, third place for Emma and Hook. Second place to Swan Queen. And first was Regina and Zelina.
Okay. See, we could have done a pair of, like, Emma and Mila.
I know, we should have. There's just no time.
There really wasn't. There's
never no time to see the costume contest.
Apparently Colin was in there.
He was the kid one. Yeah, I saw video.
Oh.
He watched the kiddie
costume contest. But let's be fair, it's based on applause, and obviously that crowd were more catered to Swan Queen. So if you went as the Evil Queen and Dark Swan, you would have won hands down.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We could have, you know what, we should just start milking it.
But overall, Sunday was cool. Did we watch any panels?
Yes. So
got to go to the panels. Ray and I didn't.
Well.
My life suite. My life suite, the panels.
Bex is hilarious. She should have her own stand-up comedy show.
I went to the gold panel in the morning because Terry's friend didn't want to go, so I was lucky enough to go. Sorry, Creation, I'm sorry, but whatever. And my favorite thing of the gold panel was Beck saying that she comes when she watches herself on TV.
What?
What?
Should by accident. She didn't mean to say it, but she was like, you know, oh, I'm coming and stuff. I see myself on TV and I'm coming.
Oh my god. I love her.
She didn't mean to say that, but she said it and I was like, I love you. Like, Bex. Bex made Sunday for me. I mean, seriously. She was fantastic. She's brilliant.
I love her and Lana's relationship. They're really cool together.
Yeah. I love, like, how V teased the crowd when, like, they leaned into each other as we're going to kiss. Like,
yeah.
We're going to kiss. And then everyone, like, went wild, and I was like, sure. And yeah, like, and then Bex's panel was so funny because it, like, 2 minutes in, like, she was already singing Wicked Always Wins. Like, she just went straight into it for, like, no reason. It was great. It was wonderful.
I'm sad I missed that.
Yeah.
No one sang, like, aside from...
Gil.
The concert and stuff.
No, Gil sang. Singing.
I know, but Gil sings every...
Also, I love that Beck said, Lost is one of the best shows that she's been in, and everyone should watch it. And I was like, because Lost is my favourite show. And I was like, Beck, I'm so happy she said that. It means so much to me. I got emotional about that, you know what I mean? So. Oh, and also, like, so... When we do an auction at Creation, so we sell off.
Oh my god!
I forgot about this.
So
this auction.
Yeah. Ray, go ahead, Ray.
Like, okay, I get the really big banners that has everyone's signature on them. Like, everyone that attends the con signs the big banners. Those usually go for quite a chunk of change because you literally get everyone's autograph and it's this huge, nice, vinyl banner.
Except they didn't. Those were going for like $200.
Yeah, those went for like $200-$300.
Yeah.
Then, this one simple season 2 promo banner of Colin that only had Colin's signature. Well, a bidding war started. And when I say bidding war, I'm talking like World War III. Like, the people watching this, like, I still can't believe that happened. It went for $2,600 for one poster.
Where do people get the money for that? It's like,
you've already spent thousands on this convention, and then you can spend back. Like,
you could buy so much with $2,600. Like, think of all the meet and greets you could have bought. Or the photo op.
Europe?
Or
that kind of money?
You visit me? To Ireland.
You visit me, yeah?
You could go anywhere you want.
You could have bought, I don't even know how many Colin autographs with that money.
A lot. Yeah, let's do the math.
And the meet and greet. Could have bought the meet and greet.
I could have had my dream holiday in Hawaii and reenacted Lost. Money.
Let's say, what was his final price for autos? 90?
No, that was photos. 70?
85, maybe? 70, 85.
I'll divide it by 70. 37 Colin autographs.
I don't know what else to say about Sunday. We got some good photo ops with Lee.
Oh, yeah. Our Lee photo op was great.
I've got something to say, but I need to just go back and sit down. Bear with
me. I had a picture with Jess with Bex, and it was awesome. Bex is awesome.
Our Lana and Bex duo came out amazing. I think those two are probably some of our best photo ops.
Yeah, it was a good day for photo ops.
Good weekend. Like,
good overall weekend for photo ops, yeah.
The only iffy one was the one with Colin. Where we just blanked.
So, I was in Beverly's panel. I love Beverly, she's awesome. And one of my favorite quotes of the day, like, she was saying, like, you know, Josh Dallas used to whisper like dirty things in her ear like before a scene, but then like Colin noticed and he started to do that too, to like her affection, you know. So I really liked that. That made me full on chuckle, and you know, it probably cheered me up.
Aww. I miss Josh Dallas.
I know.
I miss
Josh and Colin.
I wish. Oh God, could you imagine how amazing it would be if they got Josh and Colin in a panel together?
Like, they would just
or photo ops. Oh my God.
We'd like laugh and like quit ourselves like at the same time.
Why can Josh Dallas not come to cons? Like, he can come by himself.
Right.
I don't understand.
He'd be game, wouldn't he? Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know what else to say, guys.
That's it.
It was a good run. It was a good weekend. It was an emotional weekend.
It was the perfect way to say goodbye, definitely. I mean, I'm at peace now, definitely, with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. But we still have to talk about 702, which we will do next time.
Whoop, whoop.
That will go one of two ways in the discussion.
It depends who's on.
Do we have any recommendations?
I do.
Go Hold for on. It.
No, wait, I gotta pull it up.
Oh, I'll go first, Ben. I've got it up here.
Gabby, so, do you have your hand up, or are you...
No, I'm just sorry.
Okay,
I'm sorry.
Sorry, Gabby, if you were.
No, I was just resting. So, I'm so sorry.
I've got some fan art to recommend by underscore it's you, Emma. So in the panel, like, Jen was so game to be a Disney princess. Someone did a fan art of her as a Disney swan princess, and it's so beautiful. It's a red, like, a take on the red dress, and it's like holding a sword, and it's so cute. I love it.
Do you have your rec pulled up, Ray?
I do. Okay. I found it. It is for CS Halloween, where they're like doing like Halloween themed CS stuff, and it's like the best thing ever. Like, I'm so pumped for all the stuff that's coming out. But this is one of my favorites I've seen so far, and it's called The Legend of Captain Killian Jones, and it's a two-parter, and both of them have been posted. It's by Holly E. The Curious, and there's this amazing artwork that someone did, which is by artistic, what's the slap, Not an underscore, the other one.
Dash.
Just a dash. There it is. There's the word I couldn't think of. I can think of underscore, but I can't think of dash. Artistic dash writer. She did the artwork. Or he, or they. I don't know. Anyways, it's all great. The summary is, cursed 300 years ago to take on ghost form and haunt his family estate, Killian Jones receives a reprieve once every 100 years to take on corporeal form in order to try and break his curse. A renowned restorationist, Emma Swan, takes on the project of bringing the 300-year-old Jones Manor back to its former glory, a manor that is reportedly haunted by the notorious Captain Killian Jones. Good thing Emma doesn't believe in ghosts.
I'm gonna add that to the list. Oh my god, that's like, it reminds me of that fic that I recommended a while
Emma
ago.
Emma Swan and the ghost and Emma Swan.
Yeah. I recommended that a while ago. And it reminds me of that.
It's very reminiscent of that.
I have to read it because I love that.
Ghost,
that's
ghost
one of my favorite fics. Yeah, I love it. Sign me up.
It's so good. Sorry, I like butchered that recommendation. It's been a while since I've wrecked anything.
No, I'm just helping you out there. It's fine.
Gabby, do you have one?
It's a van video called "Once Upon a Captain Swan and Emma and Hook Story" by Captain Swan 123. It's like 38 minutes long.
Whoa!
I love that one.
I have a story. It was part of the Captain Swan Big Bang. It's called Nook by Hello Tragic. This is probably the most angsty story I've ever read in my entire life.
So good.
And, like, it just hurts. Every chapter just takes the knife and stabs you a little harder. Basically, so Killian's an actor. Emma's, like, an heiress to the Charmings, you know, multi-million dollar company. Charmings have passed away, so she's fighting Regina for control over the company. She's in an arranged marriage to Neil. She's on this flight. She's sitting next to Killian on the flight. The plane has to be have an emergency landing. They go to Nook in Greenland. They have this whirlwind romance of a weekend. And then they go back to their separate lives. And it just hurts a lot because you don't know if they're going to work it out.
They go back. They leave.
Good lord, you're behind.
I told you, I've gotten to, like, he, like, wants to take her on a proper date.
So, yeah.
Oh, I know what I'm reading later.
God, if you really just want to get on the angst train, I highly recommend it. But ooh. I really am just ready for them to get their happy ending, which it's almost over, so I'm assuming it's coming soon. So, yeah. Nook by Hello Tragic on AO3. Also part of the Captain Swan Big Bang.
Her name is not very promising.
Hello Tragic.
You know what? I really want to write a fan fiction that, like, makes it like they go through a hardship and, like, you think they're about to get their happy ending and then boom, they don't.
I've read fics like that. Well, Oh, was that thing I recommended a while ago where
you bring up the Alzheimer's one, I'm gonna punch you.
Yeah. That's what's gonna be. That's the one.
Alright, this is like second as far as angst next to that one.
Yeah, because I'm like, that is the worst one I've ever, like, I didn't realize until then, I was like, what? That's it? What?
But the thing is, with this story, is she was getting a lot of hate because of all the angst and, like, the way things were going, and so people were actually sending her, like, really hurtful hate. And, like, it's just not cool. Like, it's a Cat and Swan story. Like, they'll get their happy ending. Just, like, let her do it the way she wants to do it. So
it's her fan fiction, but it's, like, yeah. it's just don't read it. Like, have angst.
Like, yes, like.
Constructive to say, like, oh, you know, add to, like, grammar or something. You can improve your grammar like this.
But as far as plot, like, it's her plot. Like, yes, there's Emma and Neil. Yes, there's Kaylee and Emila. But it is a Captain Swan story, so they will get their happy ending eventually. You just have to be patient.
One of these days.
As Emma would say, be patient.
So, yeah. That about wraps it up for this week. You can find us on all of our social media, OUACS Podcast, on Twitter, Facebook, Tumblr. Our website's on WordPress. We're sometimes on Instagram. We're slacking. I'm sorry. You can send us any comments or suggestions on our Gmail, again, OUACS Podcast. And our next episode, we will be discussing Jennifer Morrison's last episode, episode 702.
Get the tissues.
Get the tequila.
Get the tequila and the tissues. Two teas.
And then we'll try to do something a little fun and upbeat, like maybe a rewatch.
Yes, a rewatch, yeah.
We should rewatch Birth.
No, because she'll cry like in the first like few minutes. It's like
Swan Song.
Oh God!
No. Bye, bitch.
No.
Too soon.
702.
We'll rewatch. We should just rewatch.
Yeah, 702. We should just rewatch 702
and just talk about it. We could do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, actually, it might be fun.
Thank you. Right, hashtag you're welcome.
Well, that's why we have you around, Gabby.
You're welcome.
Cool, so it's settled. We'll be rewatching 702 to discuss it. Alright, so we will see you guys next time. Thanks for putting up with our whatever this
6-hour podcast.
4 hours 40.
Good luck, Sarah, in editing.
Sorry, Sarah.
All right, we'll see you guys next time. Bye.
Bye.
Peace.